I was woken up by the TPD today again, rudely at 6 a.m. because they say we cannot sleep on the sidewalk past 10 a.m. But they're, or sorry, past 6 a.m. and they're not letting us sleep on the sidewalk. We're letting us sleep on the sidewalk at night, but they're giving us a rude awakening every morning. Now we have about, I'd say, 15 to 20 squad cars out here, all ready to arrest us if we don't get off the sidewalk by 6 a.m. So it's a violation of our rights. They're saying they're bending the rules to let us sleep on the sidewalk anyway, but we have to be up by 6 a.m.
So I've had crimes happen in my house, and I've had Tampa police respond. Yep. One car, maybe two cars. Why do you think there's such a big response here? Is there an emergency happening?
Well, they could tell that we were not going to move today. So we weren't going to budge. Probably they only sent one or two cars at first, but now 15 to 20 cars because they know we're not ready to move. We're tired of jumping over their hoops, through their hoops for them, and it's completely ridiculous. And we're about to just sit down and not move at all.
So are there some people who are still not complying?
There are a few, but most of our group is actually up now. It's a few of the outdoor citizens that have made their homes with us now that are refusing to move. But they don't seem to mess with them. They only seem to mess with us.
What was the weather like last night? It seemed like a little drizzly. Was it drizzly all night? What were the weather conditions like?
Yeah, it was raining on and off and just mainly drizzling. But I woke up, my stuff was still soaked, and I was sleeping under a tarp, which they told us the previous night we couldn't do. They didn't want any tarps out here at all, even though we wrote the word blanket on one and decided to sleep under it anyway. They would not arrest us for sleeping under the tarp we called a blanket.
Last week, police gave protesters a memo implying they won't be allowed to camp on the sidewalk for much longer. So tomorrow morning, Occupy Tampa will march to the city council to ask for a park where they can stay. Tonight at 7, Councilmember Mary Mulhern will speak with Occupy Tampa at their encampment near Curtis Hickson Park. This is Occupy Tampa protester Tim Summers.
We're not quite sure what she's going to speak about, but she's going to speak to us. I have a feeling it has to do with just hopefully support. So,
is this the first time an elected official has come down to your encampment?
Yes, definitely. So,
and you plan on doing what tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning we plan on going to the city council meeting. We have a proposal that we've been working on. It's a pretty extensive proposal, so we're hoping we can get that in front of the city council, and hopefully they can, if they choose that it's important enough, they can rush the agenda and put it on the agenda, and then we'd have an answer in a week of what their answer to our proposal is. So after public comment, time for public comment. So
what do you want from city council?
We want a park. It's not safe to be sleeping on the sidewalk. It's not safe for us to be sleeping in the rain without tents. You know, we've complied all the way up to this point. We've showed that we can be peaceful people. There's no reason why they can't just give us a place to peacefully protest and assemble. You know, I understand there's city ordinances and laws, but there's a lot bigger law made by our the Bill of Rights, our rights to protest and our rights to assemble, that they need to respect. And I think that we have a lot of support from the city so far. So.
And you mentioned safety on the sidewalk. I saw a pole that was broken. How did that happen?
Well, a police officer was parked on the sidewalk and backed up into the pole. But also safety of the sidewalk, you know, we're out here protesting for things that anyone could be hired by a corporate company or anyone just to come and run us all over, you know, and they can't even put us behind the poles. So we got to fight for our rights here. We've got to get some stuff going to where we can actually keep this movement going, and they need to recognize it as a worldwide movement and give the city, you know, give the Tampa residents a chance to be a part of it.